So we got to the bottom of Ayin Amud Beis, the four lines from the bottom. The Gemara is going to get into discussion about Simcha and Chagiga. Ray started talking a little bit about the Chagiga that's brought on Erev Pesach. So the Gemara says, Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Shlomim Sheshachat Me'erev Yom Tov, Ein Yotze Behem. Let's say you have a Shlomim that you already was established, you were makdish an animal to be a Shlomim. And you shechted it on Erev Yom Tov for the purposes of your Chagiga. There's also a chiv, he said, on Erev Pesach to bring a Chagiga if you need to have it accompany the Karim Pesach. If the Karim Pesach needs to be eaten al Hasova to eat when you are going to be full, so you need a Chagiga to accompany that. So here you want to use Shlomim, but you're ready to make your Shtam, a Shlomim. Should you use that now for the purposes of a chiv of Chagiga? So the Gemara says, Eino yotze ben lo mishim simcha lo mishim chagiga. You're not yotze, it's a chi of simcha and yantiv. You have to have simcha, and simcha is through eating basar kachim. And you're also not yotze your chi of chagiga, which we just said you have to bring accompanying that karm pesach. Why not? Mishim simcha, you're not yotze. Gemara explains, dichsiv vizavachta visamachta. It says the passing next to each other, zvicha and simcha. That you require ba'inan zvicha bishas. Simcha, the zvicha, which means shechting. You have to shech the animal during the simcha. But when you're shechting this shlamim on Erev Pesach, there's no simcha yet. So you're only yotze simcha when the shechita takes place. Even though you're going to be eating the karbon during the days of simcha on Pesach itself, the shechita has to actually take place during the simcha, and that's not the case. So that's why you're not yotze simcha. V'leka mishim chagiga, the Gemara says, you're not yotze chagiga either. So the din is as follows. When you have a chova, you have an obligation to bring something. In this case, you have an obligation to bring a chagiga. So you can only use chulin to a mekayim a chiv. But to use shlomim to bring as a chiv, to be motzi your chiv of chagiga, it doesn't work. So again, just to clarify, anything that's a chova, in this case a chagiga, you can only use chulin to mekayim that chova. But to use shlomim, as the saying, you already makdish a shlomim, you cannot use that for the to mekayim your chova of chagiga. So this opens up a large discussion of other dinim where it says, chol davar shebechovar eina ba'elam menachulun. So for example, one thing the Achorim discusses, let's say you have Meister Kesafim. You made a parnasa that year, you separated a tenth of your money to give to tzedakah called Meister Kesafim. So can you use that Meister Kesafim for the purpose of Matanos Lev Yonim? That was a shayla that Ma'aril asked. Could you use it for Matanos Lev Yonim? Matanos Lev Yonim is a chov, it's a requirement to give on Purim. Can I use something that's non-chulin, Ma'aser Ksafim, which is not chulin, can you use that to exempt your chiv of Matanos Lev Yonim? So Ma'aril says, on one hand, either way, he says, the Ma'aser Ksafim is going to go to Aniyim. You have to give that staka to Aniyim. So it's not fair to him to have him lose out. He also gets Matanos Lev Yonim to use stock he would have received anyways to exempt from other stock of Matanos Lev Yonim. Doesn't make sense, he says. Or maybe the nature of Matanos Lev Yonim is different. Matanos Lev Yonim is just about bringing simcha to the ani in the days of Purim. So you've accomplished the simcha. It doesn't make a difference that he would have received the money if not today, he would have received it on another day during the year. The Maisa today on Purim received the simcha, so therefore maybe it's going to be good for Matanos Lev Yonim. And the Ma'aril ends up concluding, though, that you are not Yotze, but based on this Gemara, V'chol davar shevachova, any chova, in this case Matanos Lev Yonim, Eino ba'el minachulin. You can only use chulin to exempt your chiv. Ma'aser Kesafim in this case would not be considered a chulin. Fine. So says the Gemara now.
Is that a lachol ma'isim today in terms of?
It comes up a lot, actually. Yeah, to using ma'aser Kesafim to pay off certain things that you have an obligation you can't do. So that,
even though it's not really ma'aser, it's
right.
Just,
right. There are cool. When it comes to Ma'aser Kesafim, the whole concept of Ma'aser Kesafim is only a minhag. There's a discussion, is Ma'aser Kesafim deraisa? It's brought down a number of midrashim that Yitzchak took Ma'aser Kesafim and Avram and Yaakov all took Ma'aser Kesafim. Some say it's a real din deraisa. Others say it's a din derabanan. And others, where we paskin, it's only a minhag. We paskin it's a minhag. However, it's a minhag that's pretty well established. So most poskim are machmir, you have to take Ma'aser Kesafim. My Rebbe and others are very makel, depending on a person's situation. This is someone who's kolel. So my Rebbe in kolel, he says, if you're in kolel, you don't have to take Ma'aser Kesafim, whatever money you receive. Others I know say, if someone's in kolel, should be mafrish his ma'aser k'safim, whatever he receives, his stipends, and give it to another kolel member, so they just switch with each other, so the money just really circulating, but they're yotze, they're mitzvah of ma'aser k'safim. Such a larger discussion, and there are a lot of kulas because it's only a minhag, but still they try to say not to use ma'aser k'safim to exempt of other chiyuvim that you might have. They thought, could you use ma'aser k'safim to pay taxes, things of that sort. So the Gemara says now, three lines from the top. Lema misaile, let's say this supports the following brisa. The support that simcha, that you only go to simcha when zvicha is done b'shas simcha. Again, when the shechting of the carbon takes place during the mei simcha. Says the brisa, lema misaile, v'hayisa ach samech. The Pasuk says, v'hayisa ach samech. We have a song about this, that there's supposed to be simcha. So that what's the extra words doing? The rabos lele yom tov achron simcha, to come to include the last night of a sukkis that you is going to be included in simcha. So says the Gemara, ata omer lele yom tov achron. You're saying comes to include the last night. O eno elo lele yom tov rishon. Maybe it comes to include the first night of sukkis. That the first night of sukkis is going to be included in simcha. So says the Gemara, tamel lomar ach. Was achmin ach chelik ach? The word chelik Rashi tells us always means kol achin v'rakin miutin. It comes to exclude, so it comes to exclude one night. So my time. What's the reason why that we exclude leil rishon but we include leil acharon? My time alav mishum de'ein lo b'may yismach. So why is the first night of sukkis excluded? Why is it excluded from simcha? Ach. We exclude it. Is it not because there's no way to be mekayim simcha on the first night? We just said before, if you shecht an animal on Erev Sukkot or Erev Pesach, you're not yotzei simcha. Because the shechting has to take place during your May simcha. There's no simcha on Erev Sukkot or Erev Pesach. So the reason why it's excluded is because you can't mekayim simcha. There's no way to be mekayim simcha. Shechita cannot take place during the nighttime. Shechita's kashim, only during the daytime. So the first night of Sukkot, there's no way to get a shechita on anything for simcha. That's why it's excluded. This brisa seems to support the opinion we said before, that zvicha must take place during simcha. The Gemara says, lo, that's not the reason why. Because the tiny time of the reason is as follows. Ma'ari, so l'rabos leil yom tov achron, why do we want to include the last night? Ulahotzi leil yom tov rishon, and to include the first night, sorry, why do we want to include the last night and exclude the first night? Mar be'ani leil yom tov achron, I rather include the last night, sheyesh simcha lefanov, because it's preceded by simcha. It's part of the continuation of the celebration of simcha, so therefore it makes sense to include the last night. Umotzi ani leila yom tov rishon, I want to exclude the first night, shein simcha lefanov, because it's not preceded by any simcha. Nothing to do with the requirement of zvicha b'shas simcha. Now there's a machlokes Rashi Tosafos here. Rashi writes, four lines from the top, L'rabos leila yom tov achron, to include the last night of Sukkot. And Rashi explained, V'ein simcha ela b'achilas shlamim, the only way you're mekayim simcha is through the eating of the shlamim. V'yom tov achron gufo, the day of the yom tov achron, the day of Shmini Atzeres, gufo lo, is not included. There's no simcha on the last day of Shmini Atzeres, only the last night. How does Rashi know this? D'hot shrei zimne shivas yom k'siv, it says 2 times 7 days, Gavi simcha k'deprishas, u'mimela imayit shminim. It says 7 days, 7 days, 2 times. Why 7? Why not 8 days of Sukkot? To exclude the 8th day from simcha. And when the pasuk comes along to include it, the Gemara says it's only including Leil, the night of Shmini Atzeres, but not the daytime of Shmini Atzeres. Tosfos, however, Leile Yom Tov Achron, the fourth one down in Tosfos, the very last three lines of Tosfos says, without going through all the kashas he has in Rashi, he says, Hilkach nir lefarish de leila yom tov achron lav dafka de hu hadin bayom. You write the Gemara says leila, but it really means lav dafka. It also includes the daytime. So there is a machlokas Rashi Tosafos whether there's an Indian of simcha on the day, the final day of Shmini Atzeres. So back to the Gemara now.
But yes. In reality, it's not true. It's supposed to. The whole Indian is to be sameach. Doesn't matter which day. Lavud Hashem b'simcha. So what the connection to the korbanot?
No, so if the Hashem simcha is that the way you're supposed to feel.
Yeah.
The simcha we're talking about here is taking part, eating a shlamim, eating a karban as a way of manifesting your simcha. So this particular simcha is dafka through the karbanos. That doesn't exist or may not exist. That's the debate on the last day of Shmini Atzeres. So asks the Gemara, Meisiv of Yosef. If Yosef has the following kasha, Chagigas Arba'asar, the Chagigah is brought on the 14th of Nisan, Yotze ba mishum simcha. You get simcha. Ve'ein yotze ba mishum Chagigah. But you're not yotze your mitzvah Chagigah, because it's a separate Chagigah that needs to be brought during Yontif. This wasn't brought during Yontif. But you see, the Chagigah that's shechted on Erev Pesach, before the simcha, you're still yotze simcha. Gemara asks, "Am I? Haba inan zvicha b'shas simcha v'leka? Didn't we say above that in order to be mekayim simcha, the zvicha, the shechita, needs to take place during Yimei Simcha? Erev Pesach, there's no Yimei Simcha. Why then does Rav Yosef? Why then does this brisa say you are yotze simcha when it's shechted Erev Pesach?" And explains the Gemara, "Amar Rav Idi bar Avin sheikav v'shachta. No. You set aside a chagiga on Erev Pesach, but you actually didn't shecht it until Pesach itself." Right, that's what's going on here. Because the ilo teima hachi, if you don't say this, hachi, if you don't say the following, homas nisa, this brisa man kasanila, who's the author of the brisa? This is Ben Teima. Ben Teima we saw already yesterday. Was it yesterday? 2 days ago? I can't remember. Ben Teima hapasile belina shma mina. So according to Ben Teima, Laila, so if you want to be Yotzei Simcha, the Simcha has to take place during the first day of Pesach. You want to be Yotzei. So if it's talking about a case where the Chagigah is shechted on Erev Pesach, Ben Teima only allows you to eat it throughout till the nighttime. Once the night is over, by morning you have to get rid of it. Because Ben Teima holds that the Chagigah and Pesach are the same. Just like Pesach, after the night you need to burn in the morning, Chagigah also, according to Ben Teima, the very next morning you have to burn it. So if according to Ben Teima, this case is Ben Teima, we said, that's a brisa that we know for sure is Ben Teima is the author, how would you ever be Yotzei Simcha on a Chagigah that was shechted on Erev Pesach? If it was shechted on Erev Pesach, that means you have the daytime of Erev Pesach, there's no Simcha there, and the nighttime, you can't eat it during the nighttime, there's no Simcha at nighttime, it's not, wait, hold on, let me get that point. That point is getting unclear to me now. Sorry. Why not Yotzei Simcha? Oh, we just said, exactly. We said before that the first night of Pesach is excluded from Simcha. So again, if the Chagigah was shecht in Erev Pesach, according to Ben Teima, you have the day of Erev Pesach and the night, the first night of Pesach, to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Now, there's no Simcha those days. The daytime Erev Pesach and the first night of Pesach, there's no Simcha. And by the next morning, it's already disqualified, according to Ben Teima. So this cannot be a case where you shecht in the Chagigah in Erev Pesach, because certainly you're not Yotzei the mitzvah of Simcha in the daytime or the first night. So it must be a case where he set aside a Chagigah Erev Pesach, but didn't shecht it until the very next day of Yom Tov, Tesvav Nisan, and then he's Mekayim the din of Simcha. So it's not, there was a Zvicha B'Shas Simcha. The Shechita took place during Yimei Simcha of Pesach. And that's the Gemara gets out of the problem. So still the Gemara understands that there is a requirement of Zvicha B'Shas Simcha. Then the Gemara asks another question. Meisi Rava, Rav asks the following question. Ha Hallel v'asimcha shmona. The reciting of Hallel and the celebration of Simcha lasts for 8 days on Sukkot. So Gemara says, v'amris b'inan zvicha b'shas simcha. If you do hold, like we're saying, that you require zvicha during Simcha, ha'zimnan saginan delav mishkachas la ela shiva. There are going to be certain times where there's not going to be 8 days of Simcha, rather there's going to be 7 days of Simcha. How? Kigon. Shechal Yom Tov HaRishon Yos B'Shabbos. Let's say the first day of Yom Tov is Shabbos. So you cannot shech, so what happens there? So Rashi explains, Shechal Yom Tov B'Shabbos. Umi Be'ere, Rashi explains, Ein Yachol Shchot D'ha B'Shas Simcha Beis. So you can't shech Erev Shabbos, which is Erev Yom Tov, because we said Zvicha needs to be during Simcha. So it can't be Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov. And you can't shech the very next day on Yom Tov itself, because Yom Tov itself is a Shabbos. So the first day of Yom Tov is cut out. Then you only have 7 days left of Simcha, you don't have 8 days. So why then does the Mishnah say categorically that there's always going to be 8 days of Simcha? It's not true. There'll be sometimes there are 7 days if we hold that you cannot shecht when it's not the Simcha. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, Breid Rav Yehuda, Misamcha B'Si'irei HaRegalim. You're right. Such a year where Yom Tov will fall out on Shabbos, and you can't shech the regular classic shlomim for Simcha, you can't shech it on that Shabbos, you could use the Siri regalim. On all the regalim, the Shlosh regalim, the first mission in Shavuos talks about, every regal, there's a Sariya, there are goats that are brought. So these goats that are brought, you can be Yotze, the din of Simcha with those. But every other year, in Echanami, you need to bring shlomim. The Gemara asks, so Amar Rava, Shtei Tshuvos B'davar. I have two kashas according to this pshat. Chada, the first kasha I have is the Seiri Ragolim, Chai Nechalim, Tzli Ein Nechalim, V'Simcha B'Chai Leko. First question is, remember, it's Shabbos. So you bring a goat on Shabbos. You can't cook on Shabbos. So you're going to be eating a raw piece of meat. And there's no Simcha when you're a raw piece of meat. So you're not going to be Yotze, the din of Simcha, with the Seir. And furthermore, V'od, Kohanim Ochlinim, the Kohanim get to eat the Siri Regalim. What's the rest of Klai Yisrael going to do? So, Ella, Amar Papa, Misamcha, B'Ksus, Nekia, V'Yayin, Yashan. So, you're in a case where Yom Tov Rishon falls out on Shabbos, whereby you cannot bring Shalom, because again, you can't Shech the Shalom on Shabbos, and you can't, if you were to Shech it on Erev Shabbos, you're not Yotze the Chiyib, because the Zvicha must take place during Simcha. So in such a year, we have to do, the only thing we can do for Simcha is nice clothing, clean clothing, and nicely aged wine. That's how you're Yotze Simcha in those years. It comes out a very interesting discussion here about eating the raw meat here. The Gemara says here, you're not Yotze Simcha when you eat raw meat. So the Minchas Chinuch points out, from here we see that a person can be Yotze the mitzvah of achilas kachim. When you have kachim to eat, there's a mitzvah to eat it. So your yotze, your mitzvah of kachim, even when it's chai, even when it's raw, it's just that you're not yotze simcha. There's another din of simcha, which you're not yotze when it is raw. But you are yotze achilas kachim. Now the hesber could be, achilas kachim is about just finishing up the kachim. It doesn't make a difference how it tastes, how it goes in. Simcha is about getting enjoyment, and the assumption is there's no enjoyment when eating raw meat. That's what the Minchas Chinuch concludes. However, Rabbeinu Chananel writes here, in my Gemara, it's five wide lines down in Rabbeinu Chananel, he says, no, what does it mean, ochen chai? Perish basar na. Basar na means it was partially cooked. So they explain as follows. The Isser Dereis of Bishel is Bivashel something to the point where it's Michael Ben Jusai, it's called. Michael Ben Jusai is where it's eaten, it's cooked enough where a robber by the name of Ben Jusai would eat it, which means either a half-cooked or a third-cooked, which is edible, probably very medium, very rare. Not raw, but rare, or medium-rare, however, a third or a half-cooked. So that's Michael Ben Jusai. That's when there's an Isser Dereis of Bishel. Anything below that, let's assume right now Michael Ben Jusai is medium-rare. So medium-rare is an Isser Dereis to cook it to that point. However, less than that, making it rare, which we'll call na is rare, that would be permitted on a deraisa level. Only an iser derabanan to cook something to make it rare, medium rare makes it a deraisa. So they explain as follows. For the mitzvah of achilas kachim, you can be mevashel on Shabbos to the point where you make it rare.
Which is derabanan.
Which is only derabanan, so you could be docha the derabanan to be kind the deraisa of eating kachim. That works for kachim. Not that you can eat kachim raw, your yotze kachim raw, you have to eat it rare. But when it comes to simcha, rare is not good enough for simcha. So everyone agrees when it comes to simcha, it has to be cooked to a person's liking. The machlokes is when you eat achilas kachim, the general mitzvah, Minchas Chinuch thinks you could even be yotze when it's raw, and Rabbeinu Chananel seems to imply that only when it's rare. And it's confusing, raw versus rare.
Putting aside the opinions for a second, just the concept. If he does it rare, right? So, how can a person get any simcha from that?
If it's rare or raw?
If it's rare. Rare is derbanan.
Right. So he's saying there's no simcha there. In a chanami, there's no simcha.
So then what's the...
The point is, Rabbeinu Chananel seems to make an implication to how we understand achilas kachim, not simcha. Ham yotzi my mitzvah, I bring a carbon, shlamim, and the baal has to eat it. A Kohen eats part of it. So, how am I yotze my chiyuv? Can I be yotze my chiyuv when it's completely raw? Eating a raw piece of meat, am I yotze? Minchas Chinuch says, yes, you are. Rabbeinu Chananel implies, that Achronim point out, that no, raw, you're not yotze. If it's rare, you cook it a little bit, then you're yotze the mitzvah achilas kachim. But when it comes to simcha, simcha has to be cooked at least halfway or a third of the way.
But then it's deraisa.
But
you can't be doche.
In economy, you're not Yotze. You won't be Yotze
Simcha.
when it's undercooked.
Okay, fine.
But you will be yotze achiyat kachin. How could you be?
Yeah, exactly.
How could you be vashel on Shabbos? So that's what Rabbeinu Chananel says. It's only cooking it to the point where it's rare. It's only an issur derabanan. You could be docha the issur derabanan to be yotze to the midst of the rice of achilas kachin.
Okay, I got that. But the problem is, though, is that in order to get a nisimcha, it has to be medium rare. And you can't be docha deraisa.
Do not. That's what they're saying. You're not yotze to the mitzvah. The point is,
lose situation.
No, back to the Gemara. The Siri Golem, the Gemara suggested the Siri Golem that are brought on Shabbos and Yom Tif. Now, Yom Tif Rishon falls out on Shabbos. The Gemara suggests, maybe you're going to be Yotze Simcha, the goats that are brought through Golem. Of course, it says, what do you mean? You can't eat them raw. You're not going to get any Simcha when they're raw.
Yeah.
So you're not Yotze. That doesn't work. There's no way to get Simcha from raw meat.
Got it.
So Gemara has to say, there's a different way to get Simcha. That's through Ksus Nikia and Yain Yashan. But Ein Echanami through raw meat. What?
Through the Voda side, the process is involved.
Exactly.
Okay. But Ein Echanami, Rabbi, if you do it to be Yotze, great. You could do it with raw, but you're not going to get the Simcha.
Exactly.
Because if you do the Simcha, then you're over the Raisa.
Right.
And you can't be Doche the Raisa.
Okay. So that's why Gemara says there's no way to yotze simcha when you have to through meat when the yantif falls out on Shabbos. Only through ksus nekiyah and yayin yashan is the only way to make simcha.
All the achanos, basically.
All the achanos.
All the aspects of the cleaning of the voda.
Right.
I mean, all the process that goes in, not the actual burning. We're saying.
Could do what?
You could do
exactly. You do everything except for the actual cooking.
Yeah. The visual itself is right.
And so says the Gemara now, Ki asa rabin, amar Rebbe Lazar, shlomim sheshachton me'er of yomtif, yotze behem mishim simcha. So Rebbe Lazar comes and argues, he says, no, shlomim, that was shechted erev yomtif, you actually are yotze simcha. Further, he writes, v'ein yotze behem mishim chagiga. However, you don't get the chagiga. So why? Yotze mishim simcha, lo ba'in zvicha v'sha simcha. He argues on everything we said up until now. You do not require the shechita and the zvicha, which is the same thing, to take place during simcha. It could take place even erev Yantif, as long as the eating, the achila, takes place during Yantif. Below Mishum Chagiga either, why are you not Yotze Chagiga? So this, he does agree with what we said above, that Havi Davar Shebechova, the Chagiga is a chova, a requirement to bring, V'chol Davar Shebechova, Ein Ba'el Menachulim. Anytime you need to exempt yourself from a chiv, you have to use chulin to exempt yourself, but not things that already are kachim, in this case, shlomim. Says the Gemara, asks the question, Meisive, like we said above, Ha'isa Ach Samech, what's the word Achsameach coming to teach us? L'rabos lele yom tov achron to l'simcha, to include the last night of Sukkot, last night of Shemini Atzeres for simcha. At omer l'rabos lele yom tov achron. You're going to say it comes to include the last night? Maybe, eino elo l'rabos lele yom tov rishon. Maybe it comes to include only the first night of Sukkot. Tamil omer ach chelet. Ach comes to exclude something. So we exclude the first night. My time, and why do we exclude the first night? La mishum de'ein lo b'ma yismach. There's nothing to celebrate with. So this is the kasha before. We said above that Rabbi Elazar says you can be yotze with something that was shechted erev Pesach. Here it says you cannot be. It seems to imply you're not yotze. It says explicitly you can't be yotze the first night of Sukkot. And the implication is, why? Is it not because you cannot shecht on erev Pesach? That goes against Rabbi Elazar. You can shecht on erev Pesach for simcha. Well, he said, no, that's not the reason. Kedetanya, Mar Yisrael, Rabbos, Laila, Yom Tov, Achron. Why are we including the last night? Ulahoti, Laila, Yom Tov, Rishon. We're excluding the first night. Mar Bani, Laila, Yom Tov, Achron. Sheesh, Simcha, Lefanov. Umotani, Laila, Yom Tov, Achron. Yom Tov, Rishon, rather. Shein, Simcha, Lefanov. Very similar as we saw above. Just the question, the direction it was going in. Above, the first time we saw it on the top of the page, it was coming as a proof. Now it's coming as a kashya. The very same back and forth. And now the next piece of the Gemara is a little bit confusing.
This was crystal clear.
The kachim stuff are very difficult. So this is going to be very confusing, and I had a hard time with this originally as learning this, because the Gemara tries to bring a whole long discussion, a whole raya, and it takes a very long time, many lines, until it finally gets to the proof. Let's take this slowly. We still have plenty of time. Amar Rav Kahana, minayin le'emurei chagigas chamishasar shenifsalin belina. How do I know that the emurim, the limbs that were to go on the mizbeach of the chagigas chamishasar, the chagiga that's brought on yontif itself, not the erev Pesach chagiga, the chagiga from yontif. How do I know that the limbs that go on the mizbeach are pasul belina? Belina means it gets left overnight, and the next morning you have to burn that. How do I know that? Which, even though the eating, Rashi points out, le'emurei chagigas tesvav shenifsalim belina, even though the lina, the emurin, the limbs on the mizbech are possible after one night. Rashi points out, even though the eating can take place the whole next day. So let's explain for a second.
That's unique.
So the first day, that Gemara is going to discuss that. So the first day, I bring the first day of Pesach HaChagiga. So I have that day to eat, that night to eat, and the very next day, Tezayin to eat. I have 2 days and one night. When it comes to, exactly, but it comes to the Emurim that go on the Mizbech, I have the day and the night only.
What is the Emurim?
What? Emurim are the limbs that go on the Mizbech. The different parts of the animal that you don't eat, but the Mizbech eats it.
The Mizbech consumes it a lot.
Right. So, for the Emurim, according to this line, it's only allowed to be burnt the daytime and the night, but by morning you have to burn it. It's possible within Lina. Lina is left overnight. The morning you have to burn the Emurim, you have to get rid of them, throw them outside, to Beis HaSreifa. But the eating continues the entire next day, even beyond that. Okay. So it says the Gemara, how do I know this? Shenemar.
Just to clarify. So we're saying that eating can be done 2 days and one night, but the burning itself, the day, night, and that's it.
Exactly.
The following day, it's got to be done.
Exactly. So how do we know this? So Rav Kana says, Shenemar v'lo yolin chelav chagai ad boker. Don't leave out the fats of the chagai, of the chagiga, until the morning. So which morning? The Samichle, next to it says Rashis. It says Rashis in the Pasuk. Lememra, the high boker, bokerishon. To tell me when it says boker, don't leave it overnight, it means the first morning, don't leave it to. So again, for the Chagiga in terms of the Mizbeach, you have the first day, the 15th, the nighttime, and that morning, bokerishon, you must burn it. As opposed to saying you have day, night, day, and then the following day, bokersheni, burn it. It's not the following, you don't have two full days, you only have one day.
Burn it or throw it? Burn it or throw it.
Oh, you have to get rid of it. You have to send it to the Beis HaSreifa, a different place where, not Mizbech, you get rid of it somewhere.
Smokehouse.
So that's what the Gemara says. That's the statement. Because it says Rashis, that tells me that Boker means Boker Rishon. The first morning, you have to burn it. Maskef la Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asks Rav Kahana. Time with the cost of Rashis, only because the word Pasuk says Rashis, does it Boker mean Rashis, the first morning? Ho lo kasa rashis. Had the pasuk not mentioned rashis, who hava mina my boker boker sheni, I would have thought boker meant the second night. I would have thought you have two full days to burn it, and then the third morning, which is really the second morning of Lina, you'd have to. That's when you have to send it to the Beis HaSreifa. So Gemara says, if that's the case, if that's the conclusion, mi ikamidi the baser ifsa la meorsa. Is there anything, do we ever find the case where the meat is pasul the nighttime? Ve'murim ad safra? Because what would turn out then is, let's say it meant boker sheni. So then you would have eating is permitted the day, night, day, and then nighttime is possible. But the emurim would be day, night, and the next morning. So if the emurim lasts longer than the eating, the person could eat it. The mizbech has more opportunity to burn it, to eat it, than the man does. So do we ever find such a case where the emurim has ability to use it lasts longer than the permission to eat it? I'm going to buy it. Buy it. Why not? What do you mean? Of course there's such a case where the eating expires before the Mizbeach. The Rei Pesach, the Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, according to Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah's opinion, the Basar Ifsa Lemichatos. You have to eat the Karban Pesach, and that's why we eat the Avikomen before midnight. That's the opinion of Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. However, it's only in regards to the eating of the Pesach. The emurim ad safra, but the emurim, you're allowed to burn the limbs on his back throughout the night, even until the morning. In the morning it gets possible. So we find such a case where the emurim lasts longer than the achila. So the Gemara says, Rava says, Rav Yosef hachi kakashile. Rav Yosef's kasha was meant to be as follows. Mi ikamidi di'ilu tana labasar lo bairashis. The Rav Kana le emurim bairashis. Is there such a case where the basar does not require the first morning, but the emurim do require the first morning? In other words, the achilas kadshim, you have 2 days to eat it, but the emurim, you only have 1 day to get rid of it. Do you have such a case like that? One second. Now let's look at the Rashi, Mi Ikamide. It's seven lines from the bottom. Mi Ikamide, Kolomer Epsher Lios Mashmos Hamikra Boker Sheni. Had the word Pasuk not said Rishis, is it really true that you could have implied Boker Men Sheni? Anan Chazina and Tana the Masnis, and we're about to see a Brisa. The Gemara is going to bring a Brisa. Did Lakaman later on. The Afilu LeBasar Shukal, even though Basar, which is much more lenient, Meimurim Lo By Rishis, Basar does not require Rishis. Uboker Dechsebe Mashmalei Latana Boker Rishon. And Stam Boker, in that case we're about to see, Boker means Rishon. Rav Kahana, Beimurim, the Chamiru Kedushasayu, a Murim which go to Mizbeach are much more Chamer, Lo Mashmalei Boker, the Chsiv Gavayu Boker Rishon, below Rishis. So again, we're about to see a Brisa that tells us, in the context of Basar, that the Basar that man eats, was Stam Boker, and just as Boker, it means Rishon. Very limited how much time you're allowed to eat it. Boker means Boker Rishon, then you have to burn it. But when it comes to Emurim, which go to Mizbeach, which were much more machmir, Stam Boker would mean Boker Sheni. You have a second morning to eat it. There's more room, there's more time to burn the Emurim in the Mizbeach. That doesn't make any sense. So that was the kash of Yosef had towards Rav Kana. It doesn't make sense that Emurim have more time to burn the Emurim than you do to have the eating of the Basar. So where do we find this? Gemara says, Mahi, what's the Brisa that tells us that in the context of eating Basar of the Kachim, you Boker, Stam Boker means Boker Rishon. So this is going to take a while to get to the point. The Tanya, the Brisa tells us, Lo yolin min habasar asher tizbach be'erev b'yom harishon leboker. So what does this possibly mean? Pay attention clearly and carefully. Lo yolin min habasar, don't leave over the meat, asher tizbach, that was shechted be'erev b'yom rishon, on the eve of the first day of Yom Tif. So erev Pesach, erev Sukkot, erev Pesach, I think it's talking about here. That meat, shecht erev Pesach, don't leave over leboker. Don't leave it over till the morning. Okay. So what does this pasuk mean? So the Gemara says, "Limed al chagigas yudalid." We're talking about the chagiga of Erev Pesach now. Shenechelas l'shnei yomim v'layla echad. That's able to be eaten 2 days and one night. Right. So Rashi, fine. So 2 days and one night. That's what the Brisa says. Oh, eino ella liyom v'layla. Maybe it really means you have 1 day and one night. And therefore, Boker here means Boker Rishon. Kishu Omer Bayom HaRishon, Hare Boker Sheni Amur. So Rashi says, this gets very confusing, as I said. So Rashi says, Kishu Omer Bayom HaRishon, the Pasuk says, Be'er Bayom HaRishon, Mechlal Dinecheles Kol Yom HaRishon. You're allowed to eat it the entire first day, it says the Gemara. Rashi explains, Shal Yom Tov. The Kamar the Boker. Then when it says Boker, after that, the Lo Talin Ad Boker Sheni. So again, the Chagiga was Shechted Erev Pesach. So you have the daytime, the nighttime. Now, if Boker meant the very next morning, we'd have to burn it on Tesvav the next morning. But the Pasuk says Be'erev Bayom Rishon. Bayom Rishon, the Gemara implies, infers from here, Bayom Rishon, you're allowed to eat it the entire first day of Pesach. So therefore, the boker that it says must be referring to the second boker, now boker of Tes Zayin. We push everything off a day now. Okay. I'll just say what the deek is now before we go back, and then what I was going to say later on. The deek is, the only reason why we're saying here boker means boker sheni, is because the pasuk says b'yom rishon, that the entire b'yom rishon, the entire first day you're allowed to eat it, that then pushes off boker to boker sheni. Had not said b'yom rishon, had not said day one, it would have implied that boker means boker rishon. That's why we wanted to bring this brisa. So let's read this again from the top line of the Gemara. Limeid al chagigas yudalid shenechelas l'sheyom v'layla echad. We learn from here that chagiga can be eaten for 2 days and one night. The 2 days are day Erev Pesach, which you can't really eat it, but it's not possible. Day Erev Pesach, night, and then the first day of Yom Tov. So that's how we learn this. The Gemara says, maybe, oh, eino elo yom v'layla. Maybe only means you could eat day one, which is Erev Pesach, and then the nighttime, and you couldn't eat it Yom Tov Rishon. You can't eat it the first daytime of Pesach. The Gemara says no, because Kishu Omer Bayom Rishon, when the Pasuk says Bayom Rishon, Hare Boker Sheni Amor. Bayom Rishon means you could eat it the entire first day of Pesach. Therefore, when it says burn it by the Boker, it means the next Boker, Boker Sheni Amor. So then the Gemara says, Oh, Eino Ela Boker Rishon. No, how do you know? Maybe really Boker means Boker Rishon. How do you know? So a very strange kasha. The Gemara just says, you could eat it the entire first day of Yom Rishon. So why then does the Gemara say, oh, maybe it really means Boker Rishon? Boker Rishon is completely uprooting what we just said of, you could eat it the entire first day. Boker Rishon would imply that you can't eat it in Tai the first day. The Gemara will address that in a few lines. So Ma ani mekayem chagiga hanecheles l'shnei yamim v'layla echad chutz mizo. So if that's the case, that you have to eat it, you have to burn it the very first morning, meaning you only have one day and one night to eat this chagiga. So how does that shtim? How does that go with the following statement we have? That again, ma'ani mekayim, how do I explain the following? Chagiga hanecheles l'shnei yamim v'layla echad, that a chagiga could be eaten 2 days and one night, chutz mizo, except for this one. What's that talking about? That's talking about a different case. So it must be talking about this case here of the chagiga of Erev Pesach. One second here. Okay. So maybe you're going to tell me, let's read this again. From four lines from the top. Oh, Einu Ela Boker Rishon. Really, maybe it means Boker Rishon, and you only have one day and one night to eat it. But I have a kasha. Mani Mekayim, what am I going to do with the following statement? Chagiga Ne'echeles L'Shnei Yomim V'Layla Echad. Doesn't Chagiga have to be eaten 2 days and one night? And if you have to burn it Boker Rishon, you only have one day, one night, not 2 days, one night. So you would just answer, Chos Mizu, except for this. This happens to be an exception. So maybe really Boker means Boker Rishon, and you don't have the entire first day to do it. So Gemara says, no. You can never learn that way. Why? Kishehu omer bo, when it's written in the context, im neder o nedaver, when it says that those words in the context of limed al chagigas yudalad sheneacheles lebeiz yamim v'layla echad, those extra words in the pasuk tell us that chagiga of yudalad can be eaten 2 days and one night. So again, very confusing. What comes out is, I'll just say what we walk away with right now, is the chagiga that's shechted in Erev Pesach can be eaten 2 days and one night. It can be eaten the entire first day of Pesach, because it says B'yom HaRishon. And then Boker means the following morning you burn it. Okay. So again, what are the two? I'll just say the 2 days again. Erev Pesach is brought. So you can, in theory, eat it on Erev Pesach, because there's Shlomim. Nighttime you can eat it, and then the next day you could eat it again. And then the following morning, which is Boker Sheni, you burn it. So the Gemara says now, before the Gemara gets to our proof still, the Gemara wants to explain one line there. Omar Mar, the Brisa said, quote, oh, Einu Ela Boker Rishon. Maybe really Boker means the first night, burn it the first night, which means the morning of Tesvav. How could you say that? Ha Amris, we just said, quoting the Brisa now, Keshehu Omer B'Yom HaRishon, when the Pasuk says B'Yom HaRishon, Hare Boker Sheni Amor, B'Yom HaRishon tells me you can eat the Chagiga the entire first day. And therefore, we're forced to say that Boker must be Boker Sheni after the first day. How then can the Brisa come along and suggest, no, burn it B'Yom, burn it Boker Rishon, burn it the first morning. That uproots the word B'yom HaRishon, that you can eat it the first day. So the Gemara explains, Hachi Kalmar. Oh, Einu Ela B'shtei Chagigas HaKasim Medaber. Maybe there are two different Chagigas that the Pasuk is referring to. Achas Chagigas Yudalid, V'achas Chagigas Tesvav. One's talking about the Chagigah of the 14th, one's talking about the Chagigah of the 15th. V'zula Boker, V'zula Boker. So this is according to its morning, this is according to the morning, meaning that B'yom HaRishon is referring to the Tesvav. The Chagiga brought in Tesvav can be eaten that entire first day of Pesach. When it comes to the Chagiga brought on Erev Pesach, that can only be eaten Erev Pesach and the night of Pesach, but must be burnt the very next morning, which is Boker Rishon. That's what the Gemara is suggesting. So the Gemara says, Hoda Armar, then the Gemara retracted and said, Hoda Armar, Ela Dekayim Lan Chagiga Ne'achas Hashem Yom Mevlad Echad. But we hold that a chagiga can be eaten 2 days and one night. Just not 1 day, but 2 days. So, im kain, im neder, o nedava b'mai. I chagigas yudal haksib b'yom v'layla. If it's referring to yudal, we just said already, the yudal can only be eaten day and night in the havmina. I chagigas tesvav haksib b'yom v'layla. We're also saying that tesvav chagiga could only be eaten day and night time. So, ela, hail chagigas tesvav. So it must be as follows. That the pasuk about im neder unedava, that refers to tesvav could be eaten 2 days and one night. Our pasuk here is referring to where everything chagigas yudalid that can be eaten 2 days and one night. Again, I know very confusing here. Let's get to the bottom line here. Finally, three lines above from the Mishnah, this whole discussion here, where we brought the whole point was to tell me what boker means. Does boker mean rishon, or does boker mean boker sheni? Taima dechsib b'yom rishon. Only because the pasuk says b'yom rishon that you can eat this chagiga the entire first day. That's what tells me la boker demai boker sheni. That tells me boker means boker sheni, but only because it says b'yom rishon. However, ha kol heicha dechsib boker stama. When you say stam boker, boker rishon, v'af agav lo kaseh be'reishis. So this is the whole long question we brought from the previous page. That the previous page we said, how do I know that the emurim are shechted, can be only eaten one day, and one night, one day, it has to be burnt the very next morning, boker rishon, because the pasuk says reishis. Reishis tells me boker means boker reishis. Had that said ratios, I would have inferred that boker means sheni. Now this whole discussion here tells me no, not true. Stam boker itself means ratios. You don't need ratios to tell me boker means biyom rishon. Boker itself means biyom rishon, and that's the entire kashir we brought in this page. Very confusing, I know.
And it's starting to be interesting.
We have sometimes they're very hard daf, and we have to prevail through. Okay. New mission now. Now this mission also, it's not that hard, but it takes a little bit of focus. Yes,
but it's not fun.
Is it okay to loudly? Mm-hmm. Is it okay to learn him talking to somebody?
It's base madras.
So says the Mishnah, HaPesach sheshachtu shlo lishmo b'shabbos chayv alav chatas. Someone takes a car in Pesach and shechs it shlo lishmo. He didn't have the proper intention. It was not for the purpose of Pesach. On Shabbos, you're chayv achatas because he did the wrong thing. There's an iser. One of the melachos are to do a shechita on Shabbos. So you perform the shechita, but a pasul shechita here, you're chayv achatas. Then the Mishnah says, v'shar kol zvachim, all other karbanos, sheshachtim, the Shem Pesach, all other karbanos are shechted for the purpose of Pesach, im einim ru'in chayv. Let's say they're not roy. What does it mean, einim roy? Says Rashi, this is four wide lines down in Rashi, Ruin, the Pesach. Could go in Egel, in Kaf, or Ayel, Ben Sheshanim, or Nekeba. Chayv Lov Chatas, Im Na'ma, Mimenu Shabbos, O Ksavar Shemutu, Lashkot Acharim, Lashem Pesach, Shabbos. The High Lav, Toa B'davar Mitzahu. He had an animal that wasn't Roy for the Pesach. Either it wasn't it was a calf, or it was an animal that was too old, or it was a female animal. All those are possible for Pesach. So even though the guy shechted this on Erev Pesach, thinking it was for the Pesach, he was wrong because it was disqualified for Pesach. So therefore, he's going to get a chiyuv chatas. However, im ru'uyin hein, if let's say they were ro'oy, you had an animal that was ro'oy for the Pesach. So what you were doing was you thought you were doing the right thing. Again, the animal was a shlomim, let's say. It wasn't a Pesach, it was shlomim. But the animal itself was something that can be fit for the Karim Pesach. So this is machlokas whether you're chayv achatas. Rabbi Eliezer says you're mechayv, you're chatas, you're still chayv achatas, because lemais, at the end of the day, you shechted a shlomim, let's say, for the purpose of a Pesach. That doesn't work. You were not yotzei your mitzvah of chiv of a Pesach. However, Rabbi Yeshua is mechadesh your poter. He exempts you from a chiyuv chatas. Why? Because you were involved in doing a mitzvah, what you thought was a mitzvah. You had the proper animal for Pesach. You did a shechita thinking you were doing a shechita as Pesach. All your intentions, all your kavanos were for the purpose of a mitzvah. The ma'isa, you just forgot that it was a shlomim instead of a Pesach. So that, Rabbi Yeshua says, you're actually poter from a chatas.
I'm looking forward to this Gemara because I want to understand. Aside from like an Uncle Moshe song that says you're doing a mitzvah, you don't even feel good about it. The mice, you're not doing what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. So this is a big discussion. Hatoa b'dar mitzvah. Somebody who makes a mistake, they think they're doing a mitzvah, but they're not really doing a mitzvah.
They're not listening. You're not. This is not a shlomo.
Right. So that's a comes up here. I think it came up in Shabbos as well. It comes up in a few places. This discussion. We're not going to appreciate the Mishnah until we see the Gemara.
Yeah.
This is just hopefully an overview. Says the Gemara now. So that's exactly, that's Machlokas Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, whether you're Chayv Chatas, Hatoa B'davar Mitzvah, someone who makes a mistake in something that's a mitzvah, whether you're Chayv Chatas or not. So Gemara has a back and forth now. This back and forth is also somewhat confusing. So Amar Lo Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer who says you're Chayv, Hatoa B'davar Mitzvah, you're Chayv, says, Ma ima Pesach Shehu Mutter Lishmo, when it's Lishmo, the Karim Pesach on Shabbos is Mutter. Kishashina Shemo Chayv. But when you change it, you shech the Pesach for the purpose of something else, you're Chayv Chatas. So now, Zvachim, other Karbanos, Shehein Asur and Lishman, that you are not allowed to shech them on Shabbos itself, Kishashina Shemon, when you change it, Einodin Shehi Chayv Chatas, Shehi Chayv. Does it not make sense? Even though you want to change the Zvachim, you want to change the Shlomim to a Pesach, is it not a Kavachomer that you should be Chayv on those? Because again, a Pesach, fundamentally a Pesach can be shechted on Shabbos. And Zvachim may not be shechted on Pesach, it's Aser. So a Pesach, which is mutter to shecht on Shabbos, if you change the Lishma to something else, you're Chayv. So something Zvachim that in general you're Chayv in doing it for the Lishma, certainly if you change the Lishma to something else, certainly you should be Chayv. That's the Kavachomer. So Amr Leir Bishur responds, no, that's not a good Kavachomer. Lo. Im Amris B'Pesach, the reason why you're Chayv for Pesach, Shashina B'Davar Aser, because you change a Pesach to something else, to a Shlomim, that can be Shechted in Shabbat. That's why it's Aser. Tomar, are you going to tell me, B'Zvachim, Shashina B'Davar Hamuter, you changed it, Zvachim, to something, to a Pesach, which may be Shechted in Pesach. What you change to is important. You change to something that is Mutter to be Shechted, even though L'maisa, it's not, you're not allowed to Shecht something else for the purpose of Pesach and Shabbat. But his intentions were something that were supposedly good, permitted. So Amar lo Rabbi Elezer, Emuri Tzibor Yochichu. I'll bring your proof from the Emurim, the limbs of the carbon Tzibor. Shehem Mutar Lishma, Vishashoch Lishma Nachayev. So the din is here that they themselves, that you shecht the tamid and the karb musaf on Shabbos, that you shecht and you put on the mizbeach, so that is mutter on Shabbos. You can bring karb and tamid, you can bring, you're supposed to, you have to bring karb and tamid and the karb musaf on Shabbos. However, if I take a shlomim and shecht it for the purpose of a tamid, I shecht it for the purpose of musaf, that you're chayiv. So just because I'm shechting it for something lishma, for something else that's mutter to be done, that doesn't exempt me from a chayav chadas. It doesn't make a difference what you're shechting for. Even though I'm shechting for the Pesach, which the Pesach itself is mutter, this right now is not a Pesach. This right now is not a, it's not a carbon tamid. It's not a carbon tzibur. So I don't care what you're shechting towards. So he brings a proof from the Emurit tzibur. So Amar Leih Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua responds back. No, no, that's not a good. It's not a good rejection from Emurit tzibur. Im Amar be'Emurit tzibur sheish lan kitzva. Tomer be'Pesach shein lo kitzva. No, because a carbon tzibur, a person, you can't say a tov b'davar mitzvah. You made a mistake. You're involved in a mitzvah. I made a mistake. Get me a break. I was doing the carbon tamid. What do you mean? You don't bring the carbon tamid. There's one carbon tamid brought every single day. Not you. Once one's done, you can't bring a second one. A carbon tzibur, there's one carbon musaf brought. You can't say, oh, I was doing the carbon musaf. What do you mean? They brought the carbon musaf already. There's a yesh la kitzvah. There's an end to it. Pesach ain la kitzvah. There's no end. There are multiple carbonos tamid that are always being brought. So although someone brought the carbon tamid already, you could claim I'm bringing a carbon, sorry, even though someone else brought the carbon Pesach, you could claim I'm bringing a carbon musaf Pesach as well. So since there's so many carbonos Pesach that are always being brought, a person can claim, oh, I was bringing for the carbon Pesach. He didn't realize. He got confused. He really had a shlamim, but he confused the shlamim with the Pesach. So he brought it l'shem Pesach. So even though ultimately it wasn't a Pesach, he could still rely on the fact that he brought it for the purpose of a Pesach. So that's the back and forth between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Meir Omer, Af Hashochet L'Shem Emurei Ptibur Pater. Even somebody who were to shecht their own personal carbon for the purpose of a carbon tamid, for the purpose of a carbon tzibur, which seems so ridiculous, even then Rabbi Meir says you're exempt. We still could assume it was Atoa B'davar Mitzvah, even though it was very unlikely that he would have gotten confused with the carbon tzibur, we still permit that as an exemption from a carbon chadas.
I'm assuming the Gemara is going to get more into this, but I just want to clarify. Mm-hmm. If someone's putter, what does it mean he's putter? He's putter for bringing something that's wrong and not being mechayev echatas for it.
Right, so exactly. So what's the point here? All these cases are shogeg. When you're shogeg on a mlach on Shabbos, shogeg. If you're the when you're mazed on Shabbos, you do something b'mazed and you have asra, edim asra, you're chayev skila. When you do it on Shabbos b'shogeg, and this person, we're assuming all these cases are cases of shogeg, you don't get a misa, rather you get a chatas. So they say, well, you have to understand what type of shogeg is. If you're shogeg b'davar mitzvah, you thought you were doing something positive, As opposed to someone just did something not knowing, that's a chayv chadnis. But once you thought you were doing actually something good, so that's machlokas whether you get exemption from the chayv chadnis or not.
So when you say pater, you're saying mekayim the mitzvah?
No, you're definitely not mekayim the mitzvah because all these cases are a mistake. The question is the fact that you thought you were doing a mitzvah, are you chayv chadnis or are you pater from chadnis?
So when he says pater, he's pater from having to bring something because he messed up.
Exactly. Okay. Says the Mishnah, the last few lines of the Mishnah, shachtu shalal ochel. Let's say I shecht the Pesach, a very good Pesach. It's Pesach, and it's something I set aside for the Pesach. It's the right animal. Everything's right. The only problem is I didn't have a guest list of people who could eat. My guest list was full of people from the nursing home, people who were old, people who were sick, who couldn't eat a kazayis of teeth, right? Who didn't have a kazayis of the carbon Pesach. So, but everything else was okay. Or shalolam nuyav, I shechted for people who never made the guest list. Larelim, people who didn't have a bris mila, who are not roy to eat. Ultmeim, people also who can't eat. All those cases, if I shechted on Shabbos, chayv. I'm chayv because although my shechita itself was a good shechita, the fact that I know guest list, I didn't have a proper guest list, that disqualified my shechita and makes me chayv chattas. However, let's say it was la'ochlov shalol ochlov. I have a guest list of people, some who can eat, some who can't eat. Or the mnuyov shalol mnuyov. I had in mind some people who were on a guest list. I had in mind other people who were not on a guest list. Or the mulam levarilim. I had some people who had a bris milah, others who did not. L'tmeim l'torim. So all those cases, you actually are patur from a shechita. Because since the shechita will be good enough for those who may eat it, people who are healthy, people who have a bris milah, people who are part of the guest list, all those, I'm therefore patur from the chatas, even though I had in mind people also who were not roy to eat. Let's say shachtu, the Mishnah says, shachtu v'nimsa balmum, chayv. I shecht it, and then afterwards I find that the animal had a balmum, you're chayv achatas, for doing a shechita. Why?
That, there they put the foot down.
Right there. So Rashi explains, mum chayv, the second line from the bottom, the shogigu, v'lo onus, davle lebekorea. Yeah, honest. Don't say, what do you mean? He didn't know about the mum. No, he should have known about the mum. He should have had to check. You should check the animal all over the place to make sure that there's no mum. All the mumim, the mission, the Gemara Brachos Bechoros rather tells us that kol mum shebegali. Mumim are things that you can see. They're not internal. The things that you could see. The fact that he found the mum post facto tells me he didn't do a proper bedika. So therefore, he's responsible. He's considered shogeg.
Rashi says shogeg. Right. Understand. If it says shogeg, so it makes sense why to be potter.
No, shogeg, if you do something with shogeg, something that's normally a chiv karis. If you do it with maize, you get a chiv karis. When you do it with shogeg, you get a chiv karis. A chiv chattis, rather.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fine. Yeah.
So this case was for shogeg. So then the Mishnah says, shachtu v'nim tzatrefa, b'seiser potter. Let's use shecht and you find an internal trefa, the lungs are punctured or something like that. You couldn't have checked before and he's not responsible. That's not shogeg. He did everything he could do. So even though Nefreya ended up being a shechita that was possible, he's still exempt because he's not considered a shogeg. Let's say shachtu, v'node shemashchul ha-bailam es yadam. He shechted it and he found out that the bailam pulled their hand away. They removed themselves. They pulled out last minute. They didn't want to be part of this Karim Pesach. They removed themselves from the chabura. Osha Mesu or the Balim died, Osha Nitmu, they became Tama and therefore disqualified from it. Pater Mipnesha Shacha Birshus. He's Pater. He didn't know during the time of Shechita, he never knew that they retracted or that they became Tama or that they died. So in his mind, all these dinim of Chataos depend on his Das. From his Das, everything was being done Birshus. Even though Lemais, the facts were, there were no Balim at the moment he did Shechita, it should be a creator Chiv Chatas. From his perspective, it was completely Pater because he was Shogeg.
Quick question.
Yeah.
In the Mishnah here, I've noticed a few of them right now so far. Prior to that, I'm not familiar with seeing this. It seems strange to me a little bit to say there. But I always thought the Mishnah was more of like statement oriented. And in the Gemara, they go and like explain it clearly with Kal Chomers or Diukim or proofs. But this Mishnah, as well as other ones, I see they bring Kal Chomers to clarify certain things within the Mishnah.
You find that. That does come up. Even the first mission of this parak had that discussion as well.
That's what I'm saying. It's-